Rich Johnston. I'm the group manager of the appliance engineering team, which is part of the SQL Server System Engineering Group. And what we do is build workload-based appliances for SQL Server. We're focused in four major areas: transaction processing, consolidation, data warehousing, and BI. And those reinforce the mission-critical and pervasive insights pillars as part of our strategy. What I have here today is an example of one of those appliances, and I wanted to show you it and talk about how we build it. Very specifically, the engineering process that creates an appliance like this, this is the end result of that. The way we do that, the way we build this kind of product, is we start out with a deep understanding of the particular workload. And in this case, it's Power Pivot. So understanding exactly how customers use Power Pivot and what kind of resources are necessary to support an appliance experience around that. Once we understand that, we come up with an architecture or an approach to building the appliance. And in this case, we've taken the entire ecosystem associated with Power Pivot. SQL Server, of course, the Power Pivot extensions to SharePoint, SharePoint itself, and integrated those all into a complete experience. So once we've got the architecture, we take then the hardware and software components and build those into a finished product. So figuring out how to lay out the storage here, figuring out how much memory to put in this box, what kind of processors to use, even to the point of what power supplies are needed, allowed us to create a what is a 1U appliance that you can install and configure in less than an hour. Hopefully that gives you an idea of what we do in appliance engineering and how that applies to the SQL Server product family.